Hey guys, Malcolm here at Bug Out Brawlers, and today I'm going to go over some of the top mistakes I see people make with their bug out bags. Stay tuned. So I watch a lot of videos on YouTube of people showing off their bug out bags, and some of these guys, oh my goodness, man, they're just ridiculous. I think a lot of people get caught up in the whole fantasy of, one man versus a million zombies. And like, for some reason, the first thing people always go for is like these giant machetes and knives, and they try to be really militaristic, and they just have these crazy fantasies of bugging out, and it's just ridiculous. So today I'm gonna go over some of the top mistakes that I see people make in their bug out bags and in their bug out preparations. So the first mistake that a lot of people make is that they're gonna end up standing out in a crowd. So pretty much they're too militaristic. So if you envisioned some natural disaster occurred and everybody had to flee their homes and they're all evacuating on foot in the same location, what are people gonna look like? They're gonna have book bags, they're gonna have duffel bags, they're gonna have like suitcases full of crap. They're not gonna be very organized at all. So just imagine a crowd of scared, unorganized people, and then you see one guy in that crowd in full-on fatigues. He's got this big military backpack, he's got an M16 sticking out, he's got a holster here, you know, he's got fucking military patches, and he's got just all this ridiculous stuff. He's got a boonie hat on. Like, that guy is going to become a target. He is not blending in with his environment very well. Blend in, get a civilian hiking bag, get some blue jeans, maybe some good boots on. You don't want to make yourself a target by looking like you are prepared. You want to look just as unprepared as everybody else. All right, so that's the first mistake I see a lot of people making, is that they look too militaristic and they're going to make themselves a target in a real disaster situation. So the second mistake a lot of people make is not having a plan. Okay, so in a bug out situation, where are you going to go? Are you just going to go wander the highways like everybody else? You're just going to go follow the crowd? That's not what you want. You want to have an exact plan of where you're going. You want to have a route of that you're going to take to get there. So my plan is to go to my parents' house, right? They live about 70 miles away. It's very rural there. And I've got, the exact routes that I'm going to take in my mind already, so I can stay off the main highways. And if I get there, I even have another bug out plan of where we're gonna go if we have to leave that location. All right, and you wanna have a plan, you wanna have a backup plan, you wanna have a tertiary plan, okay? And most people, they don't have this plan. They think, oh, I'll just find some wood somewhere and I'll go hunt me a deer and build me a campfire and oh, I'll be living the high life. That's what everybody thinks. So you wanna get away from everybody else. You don't wanna be thinking like everybody else. So have a plan. So the third mistake a lot of people make is not having a sufficient first aid kit. All right, so a lot of people, they'll have the basic stuff. They have bandages, they'll have gauze, you know, and they're thinking, oh, well, yeah, I'm about to have cuts that I got to patch up and bullet holes I'll have to patch up. But what they don't think about is their digestive system. You're in a high-stress situation. You might be changing your diet drastically. You might be starving yourself for days at end. If you know, you go from living the high life to having to eat squirrels and berries and nuts and whatever else you can find, like, it's really going to mess with your digestive systems. So you really want to have something to counter diarrhea. You want to have, you know, Tums or Pepto-Bismol, something like that that'll help out your digestive system in a shitty situation like that. And a lot of people don't have that kind of stuff in their first aid kit in their bug out bags. Another mistake people make is that they just pack too much stuff. They try to prepare for every situation possible. You know, maybe they'll pack 4 or 5 flashlights, 7 changes of clothes, you know, pillows, big skillets and frying pans, and all this stuff that they don't need. and it's just extra weight. And I don't think a lot of people really realize how quickly the weight adds up in one of these bags. And if you're really bugging out and you've got to travel, my travel plan is to go 70 miles to my parents' house. You know, every single pound in your bag, it adds up quick, and it's going to make a big difference. So you really want to minimize your bag as much as possible while still keeping all the essential items there. And don't be packing dumb crap like books to read or board games. Or I've seen that in bug out bags. You really gotta do your research, find out what the essential items are, and just cover your essentials. The final mistake I see in a lot of people bug out bags is not testing their gear. And this includes the bag itself. And this kind of ties in with having too much stuff in your bag. If you actually went and field tested your bag and you went for a 10-mile hike with that 50-pound backpack, yeah, you're going to rethink what stuff you have in there. You're going to go home and be like, wow, okay, I do not need this. I do not need this. I only need one of these. I don't need seven. So field testing your gear, including your bug out bag, is going to really make you rethink your priorities. And you know, it's not just your bag, but field test your skills and your knowledge as well. If you think, oh man, yeah, I'll just rub a couple sticks together, create a little fire, it's not going to be that easy. If you're thinking, yeah, you know, I don't really need a tent, I'll just make a stick shelter, go and try it first and see exactly how challenging it actually is before you try to incorporate that into your bug out plan. I don't want to create a lean-to, you know, a debris hut. I've got my shelter squared away. So make sure you field test your equipment, field test your knowledge and your skills that you think that you have, and field test your bag. And that's going to kind of tie in with having too much crap in your bag to begin with. So there you go, guys. That's some of the top mistakes that I see with people's bug out bags and their bug out plans. If you guys found this video helpful, don't forget to hit the like button down below. And don't forget to subscribe for more prepping and bugging out videos.